Hey, Dale.
Hey, Chris. How's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
Awesome. Thanks so much for taking time out of your busy day, because after all, you're in Toronto promoting The Bachelor Canada, which we are all super excited about on City TV. So have you ever been to Oktoberfest before in Kitchener? It's a really big deal.
Your particular Oktoberfest? No.
Oh, you've got to come down. There's lots of tents and beer and girls. It's kind of like an episode of The Bachelor.
If there's tents, beer, and girl, I'm there.
Okay, sounds good. So what is going on with this season, by the way? Not gonna lie, Ben is cute.
You know, Ben kind of is that quiet, subdued, you know, winemaker from Sonoma. And I think he is extremely attractive to these women as far as the life that they are looking for. I mean, he's definitely ready to settle down. I think he learned a lot after the death of his dad and really wanted to get back to his roots. And I think he is an extremely sincere guy, and the women know that about him, and that's what I think has kind of ratcheted up the drama this season.
So we are very excited because City TV is finally doing The Bachelor Canadian style. We are so pumped about that.
I know. They've finally gotten off their backsides and done a Bachelor Canada. The show has been so hugely popular up here for so long, and the characters that we've had from Canada, from Jillian to Rated R, have been, you know, they've really resonated up here. So it is time to do it.
Oh, yes. Justin Rego, Rated R, lots of drama when he was on, that's for sure. So do you think there's going to be female versions of Justin Rego?
Well, you don't expect it, but they will be. I guarantee it. You know, just talking to the folks that are casting now, you can go to citytv.com.
Yes, and if you need the link, check out the Chime Facebook page, chimefm.com.
But, you know, our show, and people really give us too much credit for casting the quote-unquote crazy people or, you know, looking for these people, and that's not the way it works. The way it works is you find 25 people from all across Canada, from, you know, Vancouver to Montreal to places in between, and I promise you, when you put these different dynamics, different towns, different personalities together, and you have them go after one person, you will have that drama. You will have all the intrigue and the tears, and believe me, it happens.
Okay, I gotta ask, what's the bar bill like at the end of the season?
It is large. Just my bar bill is quite a lot, much less the bachelors and bachelorettes.
Any word on who's gonna be the bachelor?
Well, they're casting the ladies right now. They have not cast the actual bachelor here, but you know, you never know, because you're not looking for a type or a person. You're not looking for just a hockey player or just a doctor or maybe someone from the military. You just stumble upon these people like we did with Andrew Firestone or Lieutenant Andy Baldwin or even Ben. You come across these people from different walks of life, and obviously he needs to be professional. Yes, he's got to be a good-looking guy. He needs to be able to have that charisma and charm to carry the room. And it's funny, you just, as a casting person, I've been through this. You get in a room and you just see that it factor, and you'll know when you have them.
Awesome. Looking forward to it. Now, I know you got a tight schedule, but before you go, Chris, is Courtney the model crazy or what?
You know, it's funny. I'm going to be interested to see if she is more like Michelle Money. And if you remember Michelle, who was so hated with her sharp sense of humor and her quick wit, kind of misunderstood. And now she's one of the most beloved, you know, members of our little family. And it'll be interesting to see if Courtney kind of gets that treatment as well, where maybe she's a little misunderstood with her sense of humor and her wit. But yeah, right now, she's definitely going to get a bad rap, and it only gets worse over the next couple of weeks.
Okay, well, shooting for The Bachelor Canada is slated to begin in the spring. Chris Harrison, thank you so much for your time. Enjoy Toronto.
I will see you at Oktoberfest.
Yeah, sounds good. Ziggy, 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 ziggy. Hoi, hoi, hoi.